Many of us are not aware that heart disease is the number one killer of women in the U.S. And Go Red for Women is the American Heart Association's national movement to end heart disease and stroke in women. Kathy Adams is a past participant of Go Red for Women Challenge and a longtime volunteer with the American Heart Association. And she is with us now. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start. Just explain to us what Go Red for Women is.
Sure. Go Red for Women is a movement within the American Heart Association to make sure that women understand and have awareness of that heart disease is really the number one killer of women. I think a lot of people associate heart disease with men, and the American Heart Association wanted to make sure women were aware that it also affects them and is the number one killer, and what we can do to help each other, empower each other to live healthier lives.
And one of the initiatives that's part of that is the Go Red for Women Challenge. Is that right?
Yes. There's a lot of events associated with Go Red for Women nationally, but here in Story County, we have an event each year, a dinner. And as part of that, there's a 12-week challenge leading up to the dinner where usually about 12 women are chosen to go through a healthy challenge. And it's not necessarily a weight loss challenge, but really just a way for women to come together, learn, and hopefully improve their lives over that 12-week period leading up to the event. So 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to participate in that, and really, it really was life-changing. I learned a lot, met a lot of inspiring women, and did improve my health along the way as well.
And the way I heard about this was this year I was a participant in that. So starting in January, I was a participant in the Go Red Challenge as well. And it was really quite remarkable, the amount of support and information that was provided. When you joined a few years ago, why did you get involved?
Yeah, so I had attended the event for a couple years, and I knew one person who had gone through the challenge the year ahead of me, and she had really had great results and really enjoyed it. And so when the application came out to apply for in 2017, I had just kind of started going through some life changes and just personal things, and I realized that I was starting to exhibit some symptoms of stress and anxiety and some of those things, and realized that in order to take care of my family the way I wanted to and to be the best at my job and all of those things, that I really needed to take care of myself. I think as women, we tend to get busy and worry a lot about our families, our jobs, and maybe not so much take the time for ourselves. So I applied and thankfully was chosen and started, you know, letting myself take some time to improve myself so that I could, you know, be a better mom and employee and just feel better about myself.
And how did it impact you? What do you think you got out of the experience?
I think I did improve my health, lost a little bit of weight, improved some of my healthy, you know, numbers, cholesterol, those types of things. Just realized that I do need to take a little more time for myself. It's okay to do that. Met a lot of inspiring women along the way, which I'm sure you did as well, that I still keep in touch with some of those people as well. And then most importantly, I learned a lot about heart health and awareness and how important it is to do things like this and bring awareness to other women, because even though I think Go Red is catching on, and we are, you know, pretty more health conscious just overall society, a lot of women still don't realize the symptoms or the just don't have that knowledge that they need to make better choices for themselves.
What information do women need to know about strokes and heart disease that they maybe don't know?
Yeah, I think just the fact that it really does take one in three women heart disease. I just think to know there's three women sitting here right now. One of us could have heart disease happen to us.
Yeah, that is surprising. Like you said before, it seems like we associate it more with men's
right,
health.
Exactly. So just being aware of that and what we can do, 80% of the risk factors can be prevented. So just making women aware of that and the small changes they can make that will obviously become larger things for them. So just things like if they're smoking, stopping smoking, controlling your cholesterol, eating better, being more active, managing your blood pressure, reducing your blood sugar. So just somewhat simple things can lead to, you know, big changes down the road and preventable things from happening.
And the Heart Association has a local chapter.
Yes.
And it's out on the east side of town.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And what services are offered there?
They will come into your employer and do programs. They're always available for questions. We'll direct you to, you know, health facility or to the clinic to help you understand some of these risk factors better and things you can do. So they are willing to support women as well as men in any way they can to bring further awareness.
And people can avail themselves of that. They can get in touch and make an appointment.
Yes, I know they would encourage anyone to do that.
Okay.
Just give a call to the office and they'll point you in the right direction on what you need to kind of make some of those changes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that that local organization was there, you know, had a physical presence until I heard about the Go Red Challenge and got involved in that.
Yeah, that's great. Just raising that awareness, yeah. And hopefully we can spread that word.
But you were involved with the Heart Association as a volunteer before you did the Go Red Challenge?
Yeah, just in smaller ways. I had attended the event, like I said, and, you know, there was other things here and there that I was able to participate in and just kind of started learning more and more, and it's just kind of snowballed. Then I was part of the challenge group. The year after that, I became more involved with the event, and now this year was able to chair the event that we just had mm-hmm. at the end of April. So mm-hmm. It was a great opportunity, and I was honored to do that, and really enjoyed the time.
And in addition to the small group of the actual participants for this year, there were a lot of people there. There were several hundred people at the
event.
Yes,
so we had about 250 people at the event this year. It was April 25th at the Sheman Building, and we raised about $65,000 that evening. So was really pleased about that. We had some really inspiring speakers as well, and predominantly women in the crowd, mm-hmm. but a few men mixed in as well, and got to see the challenge group and talk about all of your success, and just overall it was a really nice evening.
What other kinds of activities is the local chapter of the American Heart Association involved in here, in addition to the initiative for women?
Yes. There's local research, education, advocacy, like we've talked about. But right here, you know, in central Iowa, $11.3 million has been invested in Iowa researchers. $6.1 million have been invested in the mission, which is, you know, improving emergency heart attack care for patients throughout Iowa. The Stroke Registry Act was passed to improve survivability and post-stroke care statewide. 146,000 Iowans are trained in CPR, which obviously is important. Very importantly, nearly 70,000 children are fighting childhood obesity, but there's a Kids Heart Challenge in schools, too, that the Heart Association is very involved in. So, you know, teaching those kids at a young age on things they can do to, you know, prevent some of these heart disease symptoms from happening as they get older.
Oh, I didn't know there was that initiative for kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yes.
We'll have to find out what schools are involved and talk to them about that as well.
Yeah, that would be great. And I know they're also doing CPR training in the schools
uh-huh.
as well. So.
Uh-huh. One of the biggest things that I got out of being involved as a participant in the Go Red Challenge this year was just the camaraderie and the support from other women who we were all in different places in terms of our health and our fitness and our lifestyle and in different places in terms of the reasons why we got involved. You mentioned, you know, your reasons, but people had different reasons. Sometimes it was because there was a change, they were getting ready to retire, or their kids were older, and so they wanted to, you know, take the time to think about their own lifestyle. So there were lots of different reasons, but that group support was really an important part of it. For me, that was the most important part.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. Like you said, we were all in different stages of life and different ages. But yet we had so much in common. And I think that's kind of what kept us going together through those 12 weeks and beyond, is just finding those, that commonality, realizing we aren't just on our own feeling some of the things we're feeling each day, and that we can kind of rely on each other going forward. So yeah, I agree. That was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. And if people hearing about this, women hearing about this, think, oh, I'd like to do that next year, the applications, I think I did sent mine in December or so.
Right. Late this year, we should be hearing about ways to apply, and it's an online application. It doesn't take too long
out. You had to be thoughtful, but yes. It was a pretty quick application. They asked you a few questions.
Yeah, filling out the application itself was a little bit therapeutic to me.
Uh-huh.
As I wrote or typed in the answers, some of the things I was like, I didn't quite realize I was feeling that way until I started typing them in. But just a online application, and then the people who are chosen are notified, and it starts in January and leads up then to next year's event, which will most likely be the end of April again next year in 2020.
Mm-hmm. And could you explain what parts are provided from the challenge, what supports?
Yes, it's just an amazing opportunity. So you will obviously be a part of this group of women coming together. There's usually twice a week, there's a group fitness class that you attend together that Ames Fitness Club sponsors. You'll also have the chance to meet with a dietitian from Mary Greeley twice, once at the beginning and once at the end of the 12 weeks, mm-hmm. Which is just a great opportunity. At the beginning and at the end, you'll have some blood work done to kind of keep track of your cholesterol and some of the other blood work numbers, and watch how those improve throughout the 12 weeks. And also have a chance to meet with a personal trainer throughout the time through Ames Racket and Fitness as well. So I may have missed a couple things since you're more recent, if you can.
This year, I don't know if they had this when you were a participant, we had the opportunity to do the in-body assessment, which is some kind of amazing machine that you stand on, and it somehow can measure where there's fat in your body and where there's muscle. So it compares all that in different areas of your body, so it can tell, like, your right arm versus your left arm, or your legs or your torso, where the lean muscle is located and where you're holding body fat. And so that was another thing that we did at the beginning and the end, so you could actually follow changes that were happening in your body.
Yeah, that is an interesting process to do that.
Yeah.
And kind of see all the different numbers and the different areas of your bodies. We also did a grocery store tour,
right,
where a dietitian from Hy-Vee gave us a tour of the grocery store and kind of tell us things to watch for when we're looking to buy groceries. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
As well. So just a lot of little things along the way, along the 12 weeks, to help all of us.
Yeah, when we had that, the dietitian pointed out things that we maybe hadn't noticed were available, or a little more information on what to look for on labels and so on, in terms of proportions of, like, carbohydrates versus proteins and
right,
so on. So
right.
that was very specific and very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just portion size, I remember, watching that a little closer, the amount of each thing that we're eating, yeah.
Why do you think it is that heart disease for men seems to get more attention than for women?
I don't know why that is. I think just over the years, people tend to associate heart attack and stroke with men.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I've learned more through the last few years, and, the more you read, it's just as prominent among women. So we just have to get that awareness out there because, as I said, 80% of the risk factors associated with heart disease can be prevented. So the sooner we all kind of start working on those things, the better.
And if people want to get more information or get involved as a volunteer, where should they go? What should they do?
Yeah, I would just suggest reaching out to the American Heart Association or contacting, if you know someone who's been involved here locally, like myself or you, Gail, any of us, I'm sure, would be able to, answer any questions and point you in the right direction as well.
Thank you very much for coming in today to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Bring that awareness to more people. That's important.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Kathy Adams, who is a volunteer with the American Heart Association and a past participant of the Go Red for Women Challenge.